This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Election Commission intensifies monitoring of election code of conduct. Seeks clarification from political parties, candidates, government officials and non-governmental organizations violating election code of conduct. Printing of ballot papers for proportional representation system under House of Representatives elections completes. And the private jet carrying 8 people crashes in U.S. state of Maine. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has sought explanations from political parties, candidates, government officials and non-governmental organizations for violating the Election Code of Conduct 2082 Bikram Sambat. According to the Commission's assistant spokesperson Sitapun Frasta, a total of 8 explanations were sought between the 18th of January from midnight when the Election Code of Conduct came into force and the 25th of January. On the 21st of January, the Commission sought explanations from senior advocate Dr. Surendra Bhandari, a candidate of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party from Kathmandu constituency number 4, and Hikmat Kumar Karki, chief minister of Kusi province. Assistant spokesperson Shrestha said that although both were formally asked to submit clear responses within 3 days, no replies have been received so far. Among the 8 individuals and institutions asked for explanations so far, only Jagadish Khurel of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party's candidate from Dolakha constituency number 1 has submitted his response. The Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration has issued a circular to all 753 local levels and 77 district coordination committees, reminding them to enforce the election code of conduct. The subordinates are asked to effectively enforce the election code in their respective areas, according to Dipesh Katyal, section officer at the ministry. The election code was published in the Gazette on the December 27th. Meanwhile, printing of the ballot papers for the proportional representation system under the House of Representatives elections scheduled for March 5th has completed. Managing Director at the Janak Education Materials Center, Idunath Podial, informed that the task of printing total 20,850,000 ballot papers for proportional representation system has been completed today. Public Service Broadcasting PSB Nepal organized an orientation program on the House of Representatives election 2026, focusing on the election code of conduct and election coverage. The program was held at Nepal Television in Singha Darbar. Addressing the orientation, officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ramprasad Bhandari urged the media to disseminate election-related news and information based on official sources in view of the upcoming House of Representatives elections. He also urged journalists to strictly follow the code of conduct and help raise voter awareness. Similarly, Election Commission Secretary Krishna Bahadur Rao said that media outlets should avoid producing or broadcasting content that sends negative messages about the election. Secretary at the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology, Lakshmi Kumari Basnet, said that the journalists play a key role in creating a fear-free environment in the election. Likewise, Executive Chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Vista, said that the organization will maintain neutrality and give priority to issues of public concerns. He emphasized that the need to produce and broadcast fact-based content to uphold democratic values ahead of the House of Representatives elections. Editors, reporters, program producers, and provincial and district correspondents from Radio Nepal and Nepal Television are participating in the program. The program will continue until tomorrow. The government has granted permission to different hydropower projects for utilizing national forest areas. The cabinet meeting held today at the Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwatar decided to permit the Sutikola hydropower project, Tamakosi 5th hydropower project, Upper Sankhua Sabha hydropower project, and Sutikola hydropower project to utilize the forest areas. Escort or bomb the Charles Day Affairs of the United States of America to Nepal, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Oreal. During the meeting held today at the Ministry of Home Affairs, they engaged in discussions regarding the current political landscape, upcoming elections, and the support extended by the United States to Nepal. On the occasion, Minister Oreal emphasized that the government is diligently performing its job to ensure law and order in the run-up to the preparations for the House of Representatives elections scheduled for March 5th. This news comes to you from Red Nepal. Now time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Non-Resident Nepalese Association NRNA held a meeting with Foreign Minister Balananda Sharma on the preparation of its 12th General Convention and International Conference. A delegation led by NRNA President Dr. Badri Keshe raised the Foreign Ministry and briefed him about the progress made so far for Regarding the 12th General Convention and International Conference, the delegation also inquired about the progress regarding formation of main organizing committee for the convention. Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal has pointed out the need for increasing the consumption of domestic products to gradually replace the imports of foreign goods, addressing a program organized to mark the 74th International Customs Day today. Minister Khanal urged the international economy does not improve unless domestic production is increased. A clear policy to promote domestic product is equally essential, the minister said, informing that the Customs Act would be enforced effectively and regulation brought at the earliest. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. A private jet carrying 8 people has crashed while taking off from Bangor International Airport in the U.S. state of Maine, aviation authorities have said. The BBC cited the Federal Aviation Administration as saying that the Bombardier Challenger 600 went down at around 19:45 local time, but the fate and the identities of those on board were not immediately clear. The incident came as dangerous winter storm barreled across large swath of U.S., killing several people and leaving hundreds of thousands without power. Pilots had reportedly been struggling with visibility at the airport before the crash. Bangor remains under a winter storm warning until Tuesday with heavy snowfall forecast. At least 15 bodies were recovered and 28 people remained missing after an inter-island ferry carrying at least 350 people sank early Monday morning in waters of Basilan province in the southern Philippines, authorities said. According to Xinhua News Agency, Romel Dua, a Philippines Coast Guard PCG commander, said at least 316 people were rescued. He has said that the PCG has immediately acted on the incident, saying that all rescue assets in the region are involved. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mostly cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali and Sudhapashim provinces, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is also a chance of light snowfall and rainfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of Karnali and Sudhapashim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission intensifies monitoring of election code of conduct, seeks clarification from political parties, candidates, government officials, and non-governmental organizations violating election code of conduct. Printing of ballot papers for proportional representation system under House of Representatives elections completes, and a private jet carrying 8 people crashes in U.S. state of Maine. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.